Hello, ladies. I'll try and keep this super quick. I always find this so helpful for myself in every area of life. And I always prompt my clients to do this no matter what you're doing, whether it's health, life, or business stuff. If we don't know where we're at and what we're doing, how can we know what we want to change, right? And for us to do things different or to progress, we do need to know where we're currently at and what we want. So first of all, we're going to reflect on the past month. As every month you could be doing this, reflecting on the past month and setting intentions for the month ahead. So we always want to actually go back through and check in with what our top achievements were, because if we're not acknowledging our achievements and celebrating them, we're not anchoring into gratitude and appreciation. And we know for change, we have to literally feel that we're and find evidence around the things we are doing really well. And we're just learning for the things that are not going really well, right? So I want you to get a pen and paper out and list out your top 10 achievements. And again, you could do this for business, but also other things, like were you consistent with your social media? Did you sell a space in a coaching offer? Did you go to the gym when you said you were going to go to the gym, or get the sleep you said you were going to have? Or did you have something awesome happen with one of your kids? You know, anchor into any top achievements. It can be business, but also the other areas of life too, because it all matters, because it's about you. And if you're doing really well, then we thrive in business, we thrive in our bodies, we thrive in every area, right? So what are your top 10 achievements? Maybe it was working through a shitty mindset drama, or, you know, working through something that wasn't going well and getting to the other side of it. So I want you to write them down, visualize them, and just celebrate them. Celebrate them in your mind with gratitude, with appreciation, with a high five to yourself, like, yay, I fucking did that. Okay, so what lessons did you learn in the past month? Was maybe you didn't have time, or you didn't show up in a certain way, or something didn't go well. What lessons did you take from that? How can you, like, things that we repeat, we're not learning lessons from, right? So what lessons did you learn? Maybe you learned that your energy can't sustain that launch, or maybe you learned that you've still got a mindset block somewhere, or a self-sabotage behavior coming up again in any area. But of course, if you want to make this relevant to business, do it there too. Maybe you learned that you can't batch create, or you're trying, you know, you're launching something and the capacity for that is hard to maintain. Like, what did you learn about anything that happened for you in this past month when you reflect back? The next question is, what distractions or blocks or fears come up? It's natural for us to get distracted by things. My distraction was going away on holiday. I thought I'd have more time for my social media and stuff, and I didn't. Blocks and fears that came up, that I had that to and fro from, I should be doing this, but actually it was okay not to. And again, maybe you're launching something or showing up in a different way and you're noticing some self-sabotage blocks or some fears coming up. Maybe you've got a fear of judgment, a fear of being seen, a fear of repeating yourself, a fear of not being able to do this. These are your ego stuff, right? And we have to work through all of this. So what came up for you? And the first piece of change is to acknowledge it, and then we can change our vibration, our frequency, and reframe moving forward for the month ahead. But we need to know what came up, right? Okay, so the next question is, how did you feel good this month? What did you do to get yourself in a good mood to post, or a good mood to follow through on that thing that you didn't want to do? How did you take care of yourself? How did you get creative? What did you do to help yourself feel good? Because when we're feeling good and filling up our own cup and putting ourselves first, it's way easier to navigate the hard things. It's way easier to show up online. It's way easier to dive into our business. We're all coaches and entrepreneurs, and this is stuff we teach our clients, right? So are you following through on this stuff? What did you do to feel good? If you look back on July and you had some July intentions, what didn't happen, and then why? Is it still relevant, or was it something that you weren't following through on, you didn't step up and take action? Or maybe it's just doesn't excite you anymore and you don't want to do it. What didn't happen and why? Maybe it was a time pressure, a money pressure, a limiting belief that came up. Just reflect back without judgment as well. None of this means you're a failure. None of this means anything. We're just looking back to figure out what's going well, what's not, what needs to change, how do we need to show up to get the shit done that we want to. So when we look at what didn't happen or what distractions and fears, do it from a place of compassion and a place of wanting to grow from it. Okay, so what actions can you take to improve? So when we look at those distractions, the fears, what we did and didn't do this month, what can you do to improve? Maybe it's a little bit more mindfulness. Maybe it is to create the strategy and the plan and actually stick to it. Maybe it is to create time or space in your schedule to be able to do things. What can you do to improve? Maybe it's to reconnect with your standards and see where you can create action somewhere. I always love to reflect on my all areas of life, the pie of life, right? Your career, your, I don't even know, it says family and friends, like your significant, I kind of read that now, fun, recreation, health, money, the pie of life. How did, on a level of 1 to 10, and you can get a colorful piece of, you know, or a pen out and block these in and see where, what's going well and what's not in all areas. I don't believe in full balance. There's always going to be something that's more priority than others. And I call this a beautiful blend, right? So you might be awesome at personal development this month, but your social life is really low, and that's okay. Your health might be feeling really high, but your career is feeling really low. So this gives you a chance to look at things and reflect, where do you want this to be on the scale, or what might you sacrifice this month to put effort in somewhere else? I don't think it's never going to be fully balanced. I like to blend it all together. And I also like to be okay with maybe pouring more into my business and less into my social life, or pouring more into my family like last month and less into my business, you know, and being okay with that. But it gives you the opportunity to see how last month went and how you feel about it. Okay, so let's dive into your month ahead. And right now we're looking into August, but you can use this every single month, right? So your monthly intention, what is your feel good intention this month? Mine would be action taking and embodying the person I want to be. It's Leo season, all of that stuff. So what's your feel good intention? Maybe it is to show up. Maybe it is to feel creative. Maybe it is to dance every day. What's your feel good intention? How do you want to feel in August? Mine's definitely productive, definitely action, right? Do you need to learn a skill, a habit, or embody something different this month? Do you need to freaking get out of your own way and action something? Maybe it's showing up and doing that 30 minutes of social media growth every morning. Maybe it's asking me to put out a training on something in particular that you're not feeling confident around so you can learn more and embody it. Maybe it's showing up and being the CEO fucking queen you know you are, and looking at your business and doing the things you need to do. What skill or habit do you want to learn or embody this month? Mine's definitely connecting to that next level version of me and looking at where I am, where I want to be, and what do I need to do? Like, what beliefs do I need to sink into this month? What actions does that future version of me hold? If I want that result, what actions do I need to take to get that result? And so that will be what I'm embodying, is looking at what I want to achieve and on a daily basis, taking action to, again, to achieve that and embody that next little version of me. What are your top three goals? Are you in creating? Are you creating a course? Are you creating an offer? Do you want to call in a certain amount of women or a certain amount of or clients, I should say, or a certain amount of money into your business this month? Do you want to grow your social media this month? Like, what are your top three goals this month? And then what actions for each step do you need to take? What you can brain dump this and create a mind map and create that content strategy, create the strategy behind it, because we need strategy, right? What are you doing to get these goals that you want? For each individual goal, write down the flow, the notes, your idea, and mind map this, the actions you need to take. I always put like maybe 3 to 5 action steps on what it is I need to do. Sometimes that's energetic, sometimes it's tangible, whatever that might look like for you. Things to think about is, do you want a specific income? You're launching, reverse engineering things, looking at our big picture and what do we need to do in August to achieve that goal, or what do we need to do that month? And declare it, you know, declare it in our group, declare it wherever we are, so that you can get help and support and just put it out there to the universe that that's what's fucking happening. When you say it out loud or write it down, it's way more likely to come to fruition. How many people do you need in an offer to make the amount of money you're calling in? We can try and woo-woo manifest things. I'm totally all about that as well, but we need action steps behind it to make it happen too. We can't just wish and hope that it happens. Your launch, your offer, your timelines, your own energy, your balance, your social media presence. How's that going to look this month to call in those things that you want to call in? Definitely action and planning, but also energetics as well when you're looking at what you need to do. And keep it simple, keep it streamlined. Don't bite off more than you can chew, but also get uncomfortable. Do you need to go live every week? You know, what is it that you need to do? Do you maybe need to work on releasing anything stopping you and holding you back from actually being the person you want to be online? Okay, a general monthly check-in. How are you feeling right now? This is more of a, this is what I kind of give my health coaching clients. What things did you achieve? What was fun about the month? What was challenging about the month? What did not happen in a while? And three things you're grateful for. I know some of those are repeating. Again, I just like to give you the whole thing. I would do this one for more health and self, and the top one for business. And I give this to my clients, my health coaching clients, every month as well. So feel free to use these ideas for your coaching clients too. New intentions. This would be, again, for my coaching clients, and it's a good opportunity for you to check in with your coaching clients and see that they are doing this for their monthly intentions too, because it's all good having a 12-week goal or a 6-month goal or a 5-year goal, but what are we doing right now to achieve that? Okay, so something I share with my clients as well, and it's tapping into the next level version of you. Again, this can be a ripple effect into your clients. When you think about those goals you want, if you were to meet yourself December 31st, and you've achieved the things you want to, you've launched the course, you've made the money, you've made the impact, right? How does that woman think? How did you show up on a daily basis? What standards are you holding for yourself? Are you making excuses why you didn't follow through? Or are you starting to adopt and commit to the way of change and the way you need to do things to get that result? Because I know staying the same is really fucking frustrating. And the only thing holding us back is our beliefs or our inaction, right? So what are the standards you hold for yourself, and what does your belief and your mindset look like? You could choose three main mindsets of that person, that future you version, and start adopting that on a daily basis. Because sometimes if we haven't made the money, or we haven't got the client, or we haven't launched the course yet, it's quite hard to find evidence that it's going to work. So what are the beliefs that that person has to have those clients, and start integrating that into your daily practices? What are your habits and your rituals? What are your non-negotiables? Social media should be a non-negotiable, right? Health and wellness should be a non-negotiable. What are you doing? What are you no longer tolerating? What are you no longer putting up with? And what's not serving you when you look back on your month? Is it environments? Is it people? Is it beliefs? Is it actions? Is it scrolling social media too much instead of creating? You know, what are you no longer going to tolerate as that future version of you? What are her boundaries? You know, does she have time boundaries? Does she have phone and message boundaries? Is she not checking her emails at 9 o'clock at night and having that time off her phone? You know, what are your boundaries for yourself as a business owner and also just as a human? And tapping into and connecting to that future version of you is a must, because we need clarity on our vision of who we are to know what actions we need to take. So some things I've always taught is, how are you showing up now? How do you want to be showing up, and how can you fill the gap in the middle? And month by month, just choose one or two things to integrate and embody. And again, looking at your actions and your behaviors, what's going well for you? What are you doing really well and celebrating that? Are you self-soothing in other ways? So maybe, again, scrolling and stuff like that can be a self-soothing avoidance mechanism. Maybe you're doing that like walking away from business, you're too overwhelmed, you're too burnt out, and you're completely walking away. How else can you self-soothe, and how else can you take care of your nervous system? And what kind of support can you give to yourself or ask for right now? I'm here for you guys as a whole in general. So please don't be shy to share anything, where you're at, where you want to be, and let us all support you and me help you. I'm really great with mindset work as well. Calling out on bullshit in a really compassionate way and getting you moving. We want inspired action here, right? We want you to be taking actions that feel really good and that get you to the next place that you want to be. So take some time to reflect on your month, what you want from the month ahead, and dive into where you're at. Do this on a monthly basis. And this is micro changes, right? Because I know when we have a big vision and a big goal, it seems so overwhelming. And I know for me, I can't move on my 5 or 10 year plan. It makes me want to be sick, right? And that's macro stuff. But month to month, week to week, day to day is micro actions. And that's what helps me be able to show up all of the time. So I invite you to do the same. I hope this was helpful for you. Dive in, let me know how you go. Share either in the Facebook group or in our message thread with your intentions or any lessons or any support you need. Good luck.